Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. How's things, and are you in a lockdown area or what? Or should I say, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing good. We're getting closer and closer to the year's end. I just need 2020 to be gone, honestly. But otherwise, let's take it to my home country, Zimbabwe, for this album review. Before we do get into this podcast, do go to motomotomusic.com, top right hand corner, click that PayPal icon button and donate some coins. That's how we keep the lights on for this podcast.
The latest African album review is...
Gemma Griffiths has been making excellent music over the years. She started catching the attention of her fellow Zimbabweans by doing covers of popular songs such as The Mammoth, Musarowa Big Man by Winky D, Zuvarimwe by Cynthia Mare, and Mdarawa Chawya by Ja Praiser. Since then, she's become a household name in the music industry, and here is a review of her brand new EP titled Pamwe. Pamwe was released on December 10th, 2020. It has 5 songs, 17-minute, 39-second runtime, 2 features in the form of Asaf and Natio, and that's on one song. Production credits go to mostly Charlie K, and I believe Simba Tags had his hand on the song Only You as well. The cover shows a beautiful monochromatic mountain peak view above the clouds of what I think is Mount Kilimanjaro. Do not quote me on that. This would suggest that Gemma has set her sights on conquering something huge, hence the title of the EP being Pamwe, meaning maybe in Shona.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The Pamwe EP opens up with Only You, a mid-tempo groove with a catchy lead melody that holds things in place for almost the entirety of the song. Whatever Gemma is singing about here makes her body go, yeah. And she says, it's only you that can get me so lost in you. Just imagine the kind of love that is. That is a love that you want to attain. A couple of singles came off this EP previously, starting with Ndinewe and then recently 263, which speaks of a long distance love where phone calls sustain the relationship more than being physically around each other. This could be an anthem for lovers in different cities or countries that long to be together, and you know, yeah, dedicate that song to your bae. The song features Natio and Asaf. Natio taps into his, I guess, less patois-influenced side and does a sterling job, while Asaf gives us one of his top 3 verses of the year, without a doubt. On the other hand, Gemma does her usual and easily gives the song that X factor with minimal effort. She does that so well. She makes it seem easy, but it's not. Iwe is a very unique song that really takes it back to a sound from times gone by. Think a guitar-heavy African number you'd hear on your way to your rural home with the window down and you're lost in thought. There's an exceptional Zimbabwe-ness to it, borrowing from the Sungura genre and jazz as well, to make a beautiful fusion. I guess I would describe it as Afropop, maybe.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
When looking at the themes on this EP, they're really centered around love and relationships, with falling in love, being in love with someone you're crazy about, who's also a friend, not listening to the haters, and giving your love your best shot, you know? For a short 5-track EP, that's a fantastic way to just keep things nice and centralized around one theme, which is love. After listening to the EP, Pamwe might be more about trying out a new relationship where Gemma is smitten, and in some way it is with someone she normally wouldn't date, trying something new as it were, And that means the title is actually quite fitting in that regard, because it's like, hey, I'm not even gonna throw caution to the wind. I'm in love with you. Let's do this. Doesn't matter whether it's long distance or whatever, but we're doing it. Gemma does well to unify the feeling of the EP from track to track. You understand, and most importantly, you feel that this music is part of one project. There's a flow from start to finish, and she makes it really, really easy to listen to her from track one right through to track five, because her voice is just heaven. Absolute heaven. The mixing and mastering, especially for the type of music, were particularly well done. I have to give Charlie K his props for really tailoring a sound that works for Gemma. It has a part live, part electronic feel to it, which really does wonders. When you consider the music Gemma was making before she started adding Shauna to a pen game, you realize it formulates part of what makes her transition to the current sound a power move. She collided two different worlds and made it work. Vocally, Gemma is without question extremely talented. Where I'd say she shines is hitting the right notes without taking the bait to overperform. She's quite relaxed, but knows the melodies that tug your heartstrings and keep you hooked to the music. She does a brilliant job to back herself up and harmonize as well. And that's where Gemma really shows you her musicality and skills. It comes as no surprise she's been on top of a game for many, many years, and she's a seasoned musician.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
For me, all five tracks were well worth a few spins each, which means you could really listen to Pumwe from start to finish more than once and still feel that music is amazing. If I were to pick a standout track, it simply would be too tough to do so. It's a five-track EP. Easy. No skips, 5-track EP. Chances are you listen to it maybe 3-4 times before you move on to something else. That's how good it is. Pumwe is available all over the internet, YouTube, Spotify, etc. Give it a listen and enjoy some refined Zimbabwean Afropop. I recommend it for anybody who already loves Gemma Griffiths' music or is looking to get into, you know, some alternative Zimbabwean music. I think you'd like this. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.